Polly said you're going to play Tacarona's offside tonight. What is it that you're looking to see from him?
We've liked his game on his natural position, but we know that over the course of his amateur career, he spent some time on the left side. We want to see how easy it is for him to switch back and forth. If you can get a D that can switch both ways and is comfortable in it, it's really helpful because you're always going to face injuries and you can keep your best players in your lineup.
I think you said earlier his effort, his game hasn't changed. You said that earlier. Yeah. Is he still at that stage?
Yeah, he's been good and very, very consistent through a pretty tough camp. When you go back and realize that, like, what he had to go through this summer with both his shoulders being done, that he came in and tested as well as he did, he put an awful lot of time into his fitness. So, you know, there's the grind of training camp for defensemen, especially. It was hard on them. He's played a bunch of games, so we've always, you know, kept an eye on that level. But he'll get a good test in here because he's going to get his offside, and we're going to get pretty close to an NHL team that, even though it's exhibition, they wouldn't have liked their last result at all. It's going to be a great game to see to test guys to see where they're at.
We often think of rookies as needing to play, whether it's this level or AHL level, higher end rookies. He's, of course, not your typical one. He's 24.
Right.
Would you rule out having him as your seventh defenseman to start the season?
No, I wouldn't rule out. I mean, we have to look at keeping our best seven. I wouldn't rule it out. I do believe he's got to play. It is slightly different because he would have. I mean, he's a smart on ice player. He already knows big chunks of the game, so it's not. He's not processing an awful lot of things out there. He's figured a lot of them already. At 24 helps. I mean, that's a big difference between a 19-year-old defenseman coming in and calling him a rookie. He's a man now.
Having him on that left side, how much does that have to do with the personnel you have on the right?
Well, a fair amount. I mean, we have a real depth on our right side. But Tyler's still coming off injury, so there's questions on the right. But I'd be looking at this regardless of what the rest of our group looked like. If you can get one of your defensemen that you know during a game, you can switch left and right. When you cut to four, if you want to cut to five, it makes running the bench a lot easier. So it's just something, it's a great time to learn it now. If he had been just average, we'd leave him in his natural side and not want to overcomplicate this. But he's been strong on his right side. We're confident that if he had a tough night on his offside tonight, that shouldn't affect him. He'll go back to his normal side.
So obviously people talk about the big jump from junior up in college to the NHL. How much of that switching sides is already there just based on instinct and the speed will kind of catch up to itself?
Well, I think I wouldn't do it if he hadn't spent quite a bit, you know, a considerable amount of time on his offside. He's done it in chunks. So I asked him about playing his offside. He detailed the two or three areas that can be a challenge and the four or five that he knows he likes on his offside. A very deep understanding of the game.
Got such a young group, even the guys who are now in their second year.
Yeah.
Obviously, time's going to dictate chemistry, but is there anything players can do, or even coaching staff or whomever, to expedite that chemistry?
More game situation drills, which is really what we've tried to do here right from camp. So it's an anticipation of all chemistry is just that anticipation of what the other player is going to do. So the more time you spend together, you learn to anticipate. If you can practice in game-like drills, you get better reps on what happens. This guy more likely to reverse this puck is he's going to look for me in a hole. So having the right, and then there has to be a certain skill set complement. If their skill sets don't match, and I'm not saying if they're not complementary. There's no chemistry there. They can be two really good players that it just doesn't fit by the style of game. Time together is the most important thing. Repetition in game-like situations.
Talked yesterday about Patty and Nick and their chemistry off the ice and how that maybe translated to on the ice. But just over your long coaching career, have you ever had situations where guys just didn't like each other and it still worked out? I mean,
yeah. There were two guys that would just... That was their chemistry, though. They just complained, use a different word, because that's what I'm thinking, like, all the time. Every pass in practice, every, you know, the suit the guy was wearing, it was just nothing worked, but that was part of the shtick. So there was a different kind of chemistry, and the bench usually enjoyed it pretty good. But I've had veteran guys, too, you know, and that, you know, Darcy Tucker and Brian McCabe-Rube together on the road. Even after they had passed their 600-game mark, they were in that routine. They were the best of friends. So it can be a really good bond between players, and it's always good for your team.
What was the approach with the roster tonight and the players?
Health. Yeah. Really, I mean, we keep everybody out of our lineup that we're worried about. The players that aren't really trying out for the team, that we want to make sure that they're ready for Wednesday, so health now.
Is there anything you'll be looking at the game tonight that you saw in the last game as you get into this final week here that you continue to want to really build on?
We've got better competition tonight, so we're going to see a higher stress on our penalty kill and on our defensive systems, and that'll be a good... A guy can play a pretty giggy game against an average group, but everything happens faster here tonight, a little quicker. Their passes will be on the tape. They're going to make more plays with the puck, so your reads have to be right. It's a good place to watch the players that are trying to get into that bottom six group play.
Other than maybe Tucker, is there an area or two that you want to keep an eye on that tryout situation still tonight?
All of them on that bottom six. Penalty killing is a primary importance for our team this year, and having penalty killers. So we're going to have a good number in our lineup tonight, and that's really important, yeah.
Paul, you mentioned the positive effect that Matt Hendricks had on the bottom six forward group in practice. What kind of effect has Steve Mason had on Connor Hellebuyck overall?
It's a really good question. I don't know.
Okay.
I ignore those guys, to be honest with you. I haven't seen him make a save in practice yet. Haven't spent a minute after I get off the ice. I ask Wade how the goalies were today, except when Patty's shooting. I watch Patty shoot in practice. He's usually scores, so I don't judge the goalies on him.
Okay. The way you shifted.
That is an incredibly honest question, by the way. Answer. I don't watch him now.
The way you shifted your defense pairings around, is that a function of getting them used to playing with different players, or are you looking for something?
We're looking for, you know, that chemistry idea. Playing defense is, I think it's more important to have that chemistry on defense. The communication, how a guy moves, whether he's going to the corner for a puck or he's going to the front of the net, that's really important. So we've taken the things that we know. We know that pretty much anybody that plays with Josh Morrissey likes playing with Josh, so that one's good. We've seen Toby and Buff play together. We've seen Mo and Troops play together. And then Tyler comes back, and we want to see all the different combinations, and then with Dimitri too, the different combinations. Each give him a game, and we'll start from there.
And maybe finally, how much more will you coach to win tonight and Saturday compared to maybe game one and two of the preseason?
Neither. In terms of how you run the bench,
right.
Maybe in the last 8-9. I don't want to take a player who's trying to make this hockey team and cut his minutes down because the team we're playing against a little bit stronger. We're still going to try to roll four lines. The first two games, it was conditioning for me. I was trying to get the veteran guys. Like, I got Wheels and Shife a big number that night just to get them into a game and get them the legs. No, the bench will run fairly. We give them all a chance to play, go get it.